Before Pittsburgh became the Steel City, the region was known for glass manufacturing. Jeannette, about 30 miles southeast of Pittsburgh, was once home to 7 glass plants and was known as Glass City. For our built-in PGH series, 90.5 WESA's Sarah Schneider brings us the story of how the last remaining glass producer in Jeannette has stayed in business since 1904.
Just feet from where molten glass flows into molds, finished products slide down a belt that cools the glass. At the end of the line, Jeannette Specialty Glass CEO Kathleen Sarniak-Tanzola holds up a thick, clear cylinder. It's a textured lens used in street lighting.
All the prisms are directing light.
The refractor she's holding is one of the products that kept Sarniak-Tanzola's company afloat for decades as nearby glass manufacturers closed. In the early 2000s, factories opened en masse in China that made similar lighting parts from the same type of glass.
We saw over 30% of the business go away. We had to survive.
That's when Sarniak-Tanzola came on board to launch an idea crafted by her late husband.
We called him the mad scientist because he was just, for hours, he would put things together and he was just a really cool, cool person.
Ted Sarniak's plan to save the business was to make glass sinks. A few styles made with a different type of glass were already on the market, but he thought his borosilicate glass, which is more resistant to temperature change, could better withstand hot water, and that the crystal clear glass he made was more attractive. They began making sinks that sat on top of and within vanities.
Next thing you know, we're doing business and doing serious business. We did close to $2 million within 3 years.
The company's line of kitchen and bath sinks now makes up 20% of its revenue. They're in 2,000 showrooms and sold in 500 Lowe's stores. While other companies hung their hats on one or two products, Ted Sarniak stretched his 50-person shop and pivoted. So did his wife. She left a career in cosmetics marketing to help her husband.
When I first started here, I put the tennis shoes on, the work shoes, and went in the factory and learned every single, from finishing, from production to finishing to shipping to all of it, so that I would understand the business.
Ted died suddenly from a heart attack in 2012, and Kathleen stayed on board as CEO. Since Sarniak's death, the company has created 7 more sink designs, including its bestseller, Cubix.
Cubix is a cubed pattern that just keeps repeating itself over and over and over and over again, so it looks a little bit more industrial.
She's spotted her sinks in restaurants, salons, and even reality TV shows.
I remember once there was a bachelor scene, and he is standing at the mirror, and he's primping himself for his date that evening, and there's our sinks. It's just fun.
The past 3 years have been the most profitable since Ted Sarniak bought the business out of bankruptcy in 1976.
Teddy could turn a penny into a dollar and a dollar into 5 and 5 into 10. Who knows what makes someone entrepreneurial and someone else not? It's the spirit, and Teddy always had it. And he's taught it to me, he's taught it to his son, and it's catchy.
Her son, Ted IV, who is the company's general manager, came up with the newest products for 2 industries Sarniak-Tanzola says will never be in recession.
Pets. Americans love their pets. And we all have to die. So we make urns now for both the pet industry and human industry.
A line of glass pet dishes launched last month. The urns are still in development. Besides staying ahead of the competition, Sarniak-Tanzola has faced plenty of other challenges. The factory's furnace runs on gas and oxygen. Prices for those utilities fluctuate constantly. She's also had to figure out a new apprenticeship model as her workforce ages. She calls herself a disruptor as she finds ways to remain profitable.
This company does not need me. There's a lot of great people here, and it will always be here. Lasted 115 years, it'll last another.
I'm Sarah Schneider, 90.5 WESA News.